The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about the practice, perhaps because it's the beginning of the year, it occurs to me to emphasize that the Dharma practice is meant to be very simple, and that one of the core emphasis of Dharma, in order to keep it simple, is to emphasize or to focus on suffering and freedom from suffering. And the freedom from suffering is important. And freedom from suffering can come as, I like the word ease, happiness, well-being, freedom, a lot of different things. But the reason why this is supposed to be simpler is that suffering is something that that's experiential, that we can be in contact with directly here and now. It doesn't need a lot of philosophy to suffer. You don't have to be very complicated to know that you're suffering. You try to analyze it and understand it, it gets complicated. But in and of itself, you know, the experience of just some stress, tension, suffering, something. And by recognizing suffering, then directly, then we have a chance maybe to see a direct alternative to that suffering. And the idea is to keep it so simple. And what I'd like to suggest is for this brief few comments right now is that it's possible when there is suffering, whether it's very small or it's really big, it's possible to shift your attention from the suffering itself, not to deny it or push it away from it, but just kind of broaden the attention up a little bit more to sense, intuit, see, know the opposite of that suffering. To know that there is the possibility of ease, there is a possibility of happiness, there's a possibility of well-being, of freedom. And that possibility is maybe not, it's much closer than you've realized, not that far away. And it doesn't have to be like you focus on it, like you're really happy and smiling and everything. But to kind of break the ice of the ice of suffering and see there's more in the picture here, and then understand there is another possibility. There's a possibility of being at ease with what is. So we can suffer with what is, or we can be at ease with what is. So as you go through this morning here, you might use this very simple reference point of recognizing suffering, stress, tension, dis-ease, uneasiness that you might have, any kind, even very, very small, and see if there's a way of opening up the attention slightly more to see, intuit, or feel that just beyond there, there's a possibility also of ease. And see if that just shifts the whole thing a little bit. You don't have to make yourself happy, but just opening it up. See the possibility. And hopefully this little instruction is meant to be very simple. Just a simple little thing. And I'd like to recommend that it's simpler than being fixated on the suffering. Whatever way you're fixated. You know, open up and see what else is there, the other possibility. Recognize the other possibility for you. And see what happens. So welcome, and I hope you enjoy this morning. I hope this little instruction brings you ease as you go through this morning. Thank you.